Maggie. I declare myself tickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my balance? Giggles.
Steven Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
You promised me over here with coffee as your prompt to bring me over, and then you just make it for yourself.
I'm too worried about myself rather than you. I'm just glad we pulled it off.
We did.
I didn't think you were going to show up. I worry about this every time that
every
we do
time?
A show that you're just not going to show up.
Would you do a show by yourself?
I've done a show by myself.
Yeah, but you didn't broadcast it.
No.
And you only sent it to me.
No, it didn't turn out very well.
No, it did not.
Have we got a show in store for you?
Tell me what's going on.
I might stutter a little bit because I'm so excited. We got two special guests in the studio, Greg and Heidi. We'll get to them in a minute, but
all
first
right.
We got to do our week in review and let you know what's going on in our lives.
Well, it's been a short week because here we are on a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So why don't we, I am Dave, you are Giggles.
Yes.
You can call us. What's the number?
646-915-9228. If you're sitting there and you got nothing to do and you want to call us, tell us what's going on.
People are probably, you know, not like you. They're at work.
It's true.
And they got things to do, but they probably have us on in the background. And then, you know, you could sleep away and give us a call and be like, hey, guys, I'm at work. But here's what I got to say.
You guys sound good.
You sound good. Or sleep away to the bathroom, you know, and just give us a call. We'll hear the echo in the bathroom, you know.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Okay. So last night, Giggles versus Kanye.
What are you talking about?
So last night I'm catering,
okay.
And Kanye is the special performance. Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Kanye West. All right. With all of the shit stuff that he's been doing, I'm trying to keep it on. You know, we got a kid in studio. So we're gonna try.
We should get a swear jar.
A swear jar. Mm-hmm. I like it. So Giggles versus Kanye. Kanye is performing at this event last night, and somebody gives me. He's like, Giggles, I have a task for you. I'm like, okay, cool. Gives me a plate of steak, and I'm like, okay. He's like, this is for Kanye. And I'm looking at this steak in my hand.
Were you shaking?
I was like, this is Kanye's steak. And I was thinking about it. I was like, what could I do to this? Should I dust it with some pubes or something? You know, like.
You got to put in something in there that he wouldn't notice.
You know? I know. He's probably going to notice my pubes.
Sure.
But so I didn't do anything to his steak. But I thought about it. I was like, you know, I'm going to take the high road. I'm not going to pube a steak. I'm not going to spit in a steak. I wouldn't do that. But
so
he's a
do?
Jerk.
He is a jerk.
I
so
just gave
you
it. I just gave it to him.
Flopped it on the table.
Flopped it. I said, "Here you go, you jerk."
That's not what you did at all.
No.
Not at
all. I gave it.
You
to
were me. Like really shaky. You're like, "Here you go, Mr. Kanye West."
Well, I gave it to a guy to give to him.
You didn't even give it to him.
I didn't even give it to him. But it was Kanye.
I thought
steak.
It was your task.
It was.
Then why'd you give it to somebody else?
I was just holding.
You couldn't handle that responsibility.
I was just holding Kanye's steak.
Wow.
Yeah.
You make me mad sometimes.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's a Wednesday. You know, it's like, it's a half a week.
It's half a week.
And this weekend, I got the baptism and the communion. And
you're a godfather.
Godfather all
you're a godfather.
Weekend. Yeah.
And another big news in Dave, you got your phone back.
I got my phone back.
Dave was out of his phone for a week.
For a long time. It was pretty awful. But so yesterday I got my phone back and I went on a app downloading spree. And I actually wanted to ask, what is your like favorite app on your phone? We all have phones that are smartphones. What's your favorite app?
The maps.
The map app?
I enjoy the maps.
Yeah.
I enjoy knowing where I am.
Because you have a bad sense of direction.
It's true. So a little bit of excitement. If you're sitting there listening to us and you're wondering, what are these guys going to be talking about?
It's so tough on a morning.
It's so tough
on a morning.
Well, this is actually a pre-recorded show for Sunday nights because you're going to be
live.
But it's live.
Right.
So you can call in.
And you have a wedding this weekend, right?
Yeah. Saturday.
Not one that you're working.
No. I'm
That's
actually
a
attending a wedding.
That's a first.
Yeah. So this will be good. It's some good friends getting married and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to like, I haven't been a guest at a wedding in a while. And Mrs. Giggles is not going to be at this wedding.
Well, it's Miss Giggles.
Miss Giggles. She's not Mrs. Giggles yet.
She hasn't ditched you yet.
She's not going to be at this wedding, but you know who's going to be at the wedding? The ex.
Oh,
yeah.
Which one?
The
current one? The current ex?
Like, you know. The
one that you saw her in the bar and you fled out the emergency exit because
the emergency exit door open. She's going to be there, but I think it's fine because we've moved on,
well,
obviously.
What made you so nervous last time when you saw her in the bar?
I just didn't want to introduce them. I thought that's such an awkward...
They've never met before.
They've never met.
Still no, have never met.
Still haven't met. So I just didn't feel like that was a right moment.
But you hang out with her ex-boyfriends all the time, right? Like, they come over here... And,
whose ex-boyfriends?
Ms. Giggles.
Her ex-boyfriends don't come over here.
I thought they do.
Son of a bitch. No, she's got a lot of guys that are friends, but they're not ex-boyfriends. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we move on.
All right.
So, but anyways, she's going to be there. But
what do you do? What do you do if the ex starts giving you the eye?
Like, the I want to do you eye?
Yeah.
Be like, you had your chance.
And she broke it off with you. Yeah, she did.
It was mutual.
It was mutual. Air quotes, mutual.
The ship has sailed.
The ship has sailed on that. And now you're engaged. So what do you know?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right. Tell us about who we got in the studio.
All right.
Here.
So in studio.
We got a short show. Short part.
Short show.
Short part.
We're only doing an hour. All right. So, but in studio, we got Greg Wiener of South Florida Theater fame. And we got Heidi.
We got Heidi. And we got our producer, Christos, which is actually
Heidi's husband.
Yes.
You guys are married.
Right, and we have the offspring of the two in studio, sitting over there on the couch reading about war. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Sam.
He's a little under the weather.
Zeke Heil.
He
just threw a hand up like this. Hey, you little Nazi. Good, how you doing over there?
So, speaking of Zeke Heils, Greg Wiener is of the Jewish persuasion.
Sure. And we've had him on the show before, which was a great time last time. So, thanks for coming back.
Oh, my pleasure.
We had a gay guy on a couple weeks ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And we wanted to do, you know, Ask a Gay Guy Anything, and we're going to do a segment called Ask a Jew Anything.
Good. Because the world hasn't heard enough about Jews already. Okay, hit me.
So, before we get into
matzah, $1.95. Dreidels. 64 cents at the right stores. What else do you want to know?
What is the deal with the dreidel? What's on the dreidel?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Couldn't afford to be educated. It was too expensive. Judaism's a business. Next.
Are you circumcised?
Yes. My dick looks beautiful. Go.
Greg.
Yes.
What's going on with you? How have you been lately?
So you,
are you living down in Florida now?
I am right now. Yeah.
So what brings you up here?
I had a wedding. Last weekend of some good friends. My ex was there.
Okay.
It was great. Fun.
How was that? Did you make a real good scene out of that?
Did I make a good scene out of it? Everybody got drunk on mudslides and vodka, so it was fine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was dancing at the end of the night with a big handle of Absolute, like it was, you know,
like
a
it
gun.
Was your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was fun.
Did you dance with her?
We kind of just danced in a group. There was no drama. We're good friends, and so.
Okay.
What happened to the Ask the Jew?
That's going to be the whole show.
Why are
that's
we talking about my ex-fiance right now? Yeah. God damn it. Because I brought it up. Because I have diarrhea of the mouth.
That's true. Yeah.
It's all right.
The question, speaking of dancing, when you were a kid at these school dances, and this is a question for Heidi as well. When you were dancing 8th grade, 9th grade, did you ever have a rock hard boner? And how would you try?
I certainly didn't.
You didn't. Well, Heidi didn't. But did you ever feel it? You know, because I always thought girls couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
And then years later, my friends were like, oh, my gosh, we could feel everything.
You totally feel it.
Well,
totally
feel in eighth grade, it's probably not that big. So you may not feel it, even if he's at full staff.
No, it's a gentle nudge. This just in.
I got someone said, we want evidence of your beautiful circumcised.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Facebook.
Can you see that radio?
Greg Wiener. If they friend me, Wiener. I'm Heidi. And they'll,
she doesn't have
they'll
shit.
Be able to
she
see a picture know. Of his penis. Mm.
So this show really is pretty much a just a show for you. Like, these are your peeps.
These are my guys.
These are your peeps from college.
Went these to college are, with these guys. Yeah. Actually didn't attend school at the same time that they did. They were a little bit earlier than
so
me.
How did you know them?
Through Randy and roommates and things like that. We just partied.
Randy.
We like partied. You read your Bible and went to bed early.
This
didn't you?
True.
Weren't you like a Bible thumper when you first got to New World?
I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't, you know,
curse.
Do chicks. I didn't try to curse.
I remember when Randy and I were super high and had to hide in your bedroom because Brent was having a party and you came back with your mom. And we were so frightened of your mother knowing that we were as... just at the point that we were.
Balls to balls. See, I didn't realize this thing. I was like, you don't bring your mom to a place where people are, you know,
you were
doing
like really slowly developed, you know?
Slowly. Yeah. Slowly. Well, I went to, you know, I was sheltered. I went to a private
school. You were sheltered
school.
With the warmth and light of Christ, weren't you?
I was.
Yes, you were.
So Greg.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the subject off of me.
It's going to be on you all day, buddy. Yeah. All day. So you're telling me that girls could have felt those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did they think? What were they like, scared? Were you guys like
turned on?
Turned on?
No,
or what was going on?
No. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, especially in eighth grade.
So you were kind of like, oh, this is gross.
It's frightening. It really is. And like, you know, once you get older, you know, you're just like, yeah, I just gave that guy a boner. But like when you're in eighth grade, it's a little,
no idea what's
it's
going
a little just like you're kind of like thrown off a little bit.
I could see that. I could see that.
Because you're just learning about boners. And then all of a sudden it's just thrown in your
We've been dealing with it for a long
face.
Time.
It's true.
At that point. So we know what's going on, but we can't control it.
I had boners at an early, early age.
Oh, yeah. Early morning. The first thing in the morning, you wake up with
Sam
a massive boner.
Yep.
Well, the kid's over there. Look at him. Now you made him embarrassed. Look
He's
now.
Not listening.
Poor kid.
He's writing in his diary, please, child services, come now. They're talking about my boner again.
He's going to be outside with doing smoke signals.
He will remember this. I can see it on his face. He's going to remember this in 20 years
no,
and be
yeah.
like, Mom, I hate you.
Mom, don't
I'd wake
talk
up every,
about my boners.
Every morning, you know, with a rock hard boner and try to piss with it and you know fight gravity
thing.
To not make it into your face.
It's so
it's
true.
Just
it's
tough.
Squirter to the roof.
Does
that's
that,
all it is.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't happen anymore.
When is it okay to sit down to pee?
When you no
the
longer
answer to that
genitals.
Is never. The answer to that is when you're a guy never.
No, dude, I think.
But you do all the time.
Post coitus. It's
but
okay.
We know
to,
why you do.
Post coitus.
Isn't that sex?
Yes, but you after you get done doing the most manliest thing in the world, you squat to pee, is what you're saying.
But we all know why you squat to pee, because certain people tell you not to pee on the floor, so you go, all right, fine, I'll just sit down.
Certain people? You mean Miss Giggles?
Miss Giggles, my sister, whenever I go home, she's
the
like,
moms,
I cleaned up pubes
Jesus.
So that's why you squat to pee, because you have a hard time keeping it in the buck in the bowl. Because
it goes everywhere. I don't know what it is, but it just, you know.
So domestic.
There's only one hole there, Michael.
Yeah.
Like you, everywhere. Like,
you get pubic hairs caught in there? Is your prostate a little inflamed and you got split stream? Like, what's going on in you?
I don't know what it is. It's
all right,
just
it's the Bash Giggles show. 646-915-9228.
Next topic, peeing in the shower. Girls?
Yes.
You do it?
Yeah.
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 Of course.
Yeah.
It's a big toilet.
Mrs.
Everybody
Giggles
doesn't
like
do it.
Anybody, doesn't like
anybody,
it when I pee in the shower.
Anybody that says that they don't are lying.
No, oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think you're there. It's warm. You might
you
as well do it.
Miss Giggles pisses in the shower like it's her job.
I know.
Like crazy. She doesn't even use the toilet. You don't know Miss Giggles. You will when she becomes Mrs. Giggles.
Mrs.
Then
Giggles.
It's all going
to
change.
I'm sure her parents are just proud as hell that her new last name is Giggles.
It's so true.
We've all got aliases here. So that's marriage, true. Best advice, because we've got a married couple in studio
married
for the first time.
Married couple in studio with a kid.
Mm. With a kid. We've got a whole shebang here, the trifecta.
Hey, buddy.
What's the best advice for me being a newlywed? Don't do it.
No.
Hold on. Go ahead.
The thing that I've always said to, and I've said it to Randy, and I've said it to any of my friends that are going to get married, learn how to fight.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that like learn how to pick your battles?
No.
Well, kind of, sort of, but the thing is you have to understand with marriage, if this is the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, you have to understand that once you say something, it's out there.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't, like, he can't call me a fucking bitch and I'm going to not forget it. Like, I'm not going to forget it.
I feel like he's called you a fucking bitch.
Oh, yeah. He actually has said to me, you're acting like a little bitch.
Ooh.
But I feel like women hold on to that a lot more. Like, if you called him a dick, he'd be like, oh, okay, fine. And then, you know, like, he'd be pissed,
yeah,
but
I
then in a day or two later.
That. But the thing is, you have to learn how to fight, because the longer your relationship becomes, the more you understand the, like, intrinsic things. I know exactly what to say to Chris right now sitting across the table to set him off. All right,
give you one. I got to hear one now. Now I got to hear
go.
One.
Go.
No. I'm just saying. I'm not going to say it, but he knows exactly what to say.
Does it have to do with sitting down to pee?
He does not sit down to pee.
How about standing up to crap?
Giggles does do that, too.
No, you just have to learn how to fight.
You got to learn how to fight.
And the other advice I have is keep a funny book.
Yeah.
All the stupid things that are only funny to you and him.
So you guys actually have something written down?
Oh, yeah.
We have books.
Like the time I forgot
funny.
To cross my legs when I went down the like really long slide at Six Flags.
She went down that thing like a set of pliers with the biggest toe when she was done. circle.
The biggest toe. It's short for camel toe, correct?
I'm sure that it's funny to you two now. Also. But yeah, just things like that. Like things
when,
like
when you learn how to fight, though, it's important. See, she's kind of sugarcoating it. Personally, what I learned about fighting is she just doesn't have a good left. So all I have to do is just put my hands up and protect myself.
And then always you make them cry, and then you're like, oh, damn it. Damn, I've gone too far, you know? I feel like that's the time when you made...
She could take a punch.
Yeah?
Have you made a girl cry?
I've made a ton of girls cry.
This latest one, I keep seeing Sam looking over here, and he kind of looks like, what's going on, guys? I should not be here.
I've been told the best advice is to, when you're fighting with somebody, be like, who's it more important to? And be like, all right, you know, if this isn't as important to it as, you know, your spouse or significant other, then let them have it.
That's bullshit.
Yeah?
I don't yield.
I don't yield either. And that's the.
Well, you guys are both like Cuban, right?
No.
What?
Whoa.
Hello.
He is not Cuban.
Nope.
He is the furthest thing from Cuban.
I thought he was Cuban too.
What?
I just thought you people swam together, if you know what I mean. So you married? Oh, you married a Cuban. His name's Christos.
Well, see, that is
Spanish-y,
a bone of contention
maybe?
With my mother that I married somebody that wasn't Cuban.
Really? Why is there?
Yeah,
so,
I don't
can
swim,
I,
but
can
I
we
do
ask
float,
a Hispanic
so.
Anything?
Cubans are racist.
Hispanic, Latin. What do you say?
I don't care. It's not
Oriental
like
food. Chinese people. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Why is there so much?
What are you talking about?
You're supposed to say Oriental food, Asian people.
Why do we always slant towards racism
oriental
on this
food,
show?
Oriental I know it's. Like, there's Oriental rugs. Yeah. There's not Oriental food. But I don't have any sort of Latin, Hispanic, Cuban, whatever. Just don't. I'm not even going to say
don't
it on the radio.
Puerto Rican.
Don't call her Puerto Rican.
Yeah, please.
See, why look, Cubans are the biggest racists in the
they
world.
They are. They really are. They don't
they
like
really
no,
they're
the
just,
people that
well,
are
you
around
know what?
Them.
If you call a Puerto Rican a Cuban, you'd probably get shanked in the yard.
Yeah, but isn't that a compliment, considering Puerto Ricans are lower life form?
I didn't mean to laugh.
I could understand if a Puerto Rican was called a Mexican.
Ooh.
That's like dirty.
That's like right above Dominican.
Yeah. Oh,
I hope nobody Hispanic is listening to
this
show.
Where do we go all the time? We just wander down this road.
But see, we're not afraid
to
talk about
the racist road.
You know, you gotta bring it out in the open.
Sure. But all right, so why do you guys, like, you're so close together, yet you hate each other so much?
It's not about hating each other. It's that we all have to live either in the same house because my mother and I'm making a generalization, but I can make it because I have seen it in my family. My mom has basically annexed all these different rooms onto the house, like build efficiencies and all this other stuff just to keep her family there. That she's like, oh, Heidi, you don't have to leave. I built you like this room with a shower and you have your own kitchen and you got your own door to go in and out. But it's still my mom's house. That I feel at any point she's going to pave over the pool just to keep everybody else there. But yeah, I grew up with my grandparents. My grandparents lived with me. And it was my aunt lived across the street and my cousins were all over the place. And we just, I don't know, we tend to live in clusters.
Sure, you had a two-car two-car sedan or whatever that, you know, 20 people came.
Did
pop
you?
Out.
Did
and
you?
Nobody knocks. Did Everybody's you? In their underwear.
Yeah, everyone's in their underwear.
It's fun, good times.
Did you guys all take the same raft over, too, from Cuba?
No,
or did you come
actually,
over on a broomstick? You witch.
Wow.
I've been making Cuban racist jokes for years.
Oh,
I have great friends that are Cuban, so I can do that.
Basically, besides with the three girls that I moved up with that we all went to college together, that he used to call us the Heathers or the Hens, depending on how he felt about our attitude.
Yeah.
But two of the other ones are Cuban, so I've been hearing like really horrible things about Cubans from Greg for, I don't know, what, 10 years now?
Yeah,
12
at
years,
least.
13?
Maybe longer, yeah.
So here's something I wanted to get into.
Whatever left back.
because we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and we haven't talked about it since, so I wanted to get an update. And since you are here, I figured it's a good time. What are you playing over there?
La Bamba.
Right. So
they are Mexican.
That's Los Lobos. I don't think Los Lobos
so,
is Mexican.
So Christos, our producer, his mom came into town.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can get into that.
How is that handling in the household of Christos? De Christos.
Hot topics.
How can
hot
I,
topics.
Yeah, this is a very hot
making
topic.
Everyone uncomfortable.
It was.
Take a break, Jew.
It was very interesting. I think Chris might have to take this one. Remember, learn how to fight.
Yeah.
wow.
I threw
her out of the house.
Yep, threw her out.
You threw her out of the house?
Yep.
Wow.
And rightfully so.
So what was the thing that prompted you to be like, that's it?
It's not something that prompted. It was just kind of a gut feeling that something I had to do. And then, like, half an hour after I threw her out of the house, she said something so completely disgusting that I was like, this is exactly why I threw you out of the house.
Can we hear
she called me on the phone when I was on the phone with Chris's other parents.
Yeah, she basically, just being vindictive, called up and said to Hyde that she...
if you're going to tell it, I can say it.
You can say it.
Okay. Because I didn't know if you wanted to tell it.
Oh, I don't
no
care. This we're also to everyone.
We're family here.
She called
this
me
big
and
said, family.
And I quote, and I'm going to say it like in her voice because she has this maddening way of like never raising her
okay.
voice. Okay. Hyde Escobar, this is Patricia Slattery Beck. I'm just calling to tell you that if you, God forbid, should get pregnant by my son, Christos Anthony Rentos, I think you should probably have an abortion just because I don't want you to have to deal with, you know, wondering about paternity. Goodbye.
She had an opportunity in one sentence. None of it does.
In one sentence, she decimated everything I stand for, my entire family.
So this was on voicemail, or you actually picked it up?
She called the house phone. I picked it up.
Jeez.
I wish I would have.
Kicked out of the house, and then in her vindictive way.
So how long did she stay? How long was she there for?
Close to a month.
Close to a month, and that
was
it.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole month was just one big wreck, train wreck?
It was... varying ways of us trying to deal with this human being. You know?
So was there any like good moments? Was she good with Sam? Like,
no.
How was
no.
it?
She would sit on the couch and stare into space. And Sam was like, "Mom, can I watch TV in your room?"
Yeah. there's a UFO in the living room for some reason.
Abuelita's taking the hog in the TV.
No, she was literally like Allison Janney in American Beauty. She would just sit there and just
completely
be like,
disconnected.
Wait, what?
Oof.
Completely disconnected.
You could blow a fart in her face and she wouldn't do anything, huh? If you got a catatonic mom on the couch, then I'm going to go and start doing shit. I wish I was around.
Yeah.
I wish my mom was catatonic.
Well, I wanted to have a brunch with like...
Just kidding.
It was almost like the 12 days of Christmas, like 12 homosexuals, 11 drag queens, 10 Asian people, and 7 Puerto Ricans on the couch. Like...
She's a massive racist and bigot.
She just doesn't.
She'd get her on the show. She'd do well here.
She'd
do
awesome.
Real well.
There's too many ethnics here.
The thing is, it's not that she's a bad person. It's just
crazy. Crazy people have everything in a paranoid's mind comes from somewhere. Mm-hmm. It has a root in something, and it's as simple as the lady that denied me for the bank loan was ethnic
Persian.
Of some sort, and now all people that are of that ethnicity, she no longer has any feeling towards. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I've said you can't reason with an unreasonable person.
Right.
That's my
stick
to that.
You can't rationalize with an irrational person. That's something that his father told me because he's had history, obviously.
No, you can't.
No. Speaking of fathers, we want to induct Greg Wiener into a very special club. That Dave and Giggles have.
Sure.
It's called the No Dads Club.
No Dads Club.
Or the Dead Dads Club.
The Dead Dads Club, as it were.
The Dead Dads Club.
Are you guys serious right now? You're doing this to me right now?
Yeah, part of
my
the dead
dad's
dads
dead,
club.
And
yeah.
You're going to make this a radio bit?
It's a radio bit. You're part of the Dead Dads Club. Well, yeah. Welcome. We welcome you. Why don't you give him a hug? He looks like he needs a hug.
No, I'm just going to go into the bathroom for a second. I lost my father 10 years ago to kidney disease.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Kidney's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, kidneys is the worst, dude.
Kidneys suck.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's supposed to be painful, right? Your kidneys, if you pass a kidney stone, I really don't.
You don't know what you're talking about. Good thing Miss Giggles is a nurse. Maybe she'll teach you a damn thing. No, his kidneys failed. He had a transplant. That kidney failed. Then he went on dialysis again. And then he was 58.
So, after that,
a
lot of suffering, long and drawn out. And
so, welcome tough. To the Dead Dads
Thanks.
Club.
I'm so glad I could be part of it. I'm going to put a knife in my balls.
It's an open thing. You know, we like to welcome people. We know what it feels like.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, what was something that your dad taught you that you sort of keep to this day? Was there something like a special
sense of humor,
sense
sarcasm?
Yeah. Yeah. That's important, you know.
Yeah,
I think that's what I got from my dad a lot too. Was
funny
the sense
as
of
hell.
Humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been asked to ask you about puppet shows.
I just wrote that down. I literally just wrote that down.
Yeah, I think that's why he's saying.
That's why I said it.
Wow. She got really excited that her suggestion was taken so quickly.
So quickly, I know. I figured I'd get it on top.
I do. Well, I did. My mom had a business when I was growing up, marionette puppet shows for kids. And they would do, you know, we're Jewish. By ethnicity.
Jewish.
So they we did marionette puppet shows, some Jewish shows, Jewish themed shows, Passover, Purim, Hanukkah, and
Holocaust. Do you ever do a Holocaust?
No, no Holocaust puppet show. No.
There were puppets with like bales of hay on their backs.
Yeah, and brick. For the Passover show, we had little slave puppets that walked around being miserable. Jesus. You know.
Walking through the desert, you brought some sand out.
Yeah, yeah.
So if
you
just tuned in, we got Greg Wiener, who's Jewish. He's funny. He lost his dad. And we have Heidi, who's
Puerto Rican. Cuban.
Cuban. She's Cuban.
What is she?
If you do that again, I'm gonna kill you.
So and we're talking
Christos and the offspring Sam in the room over there. How's it going, Sam?
How you doing, buddy?
He's being mysterious.
Is he wearing a gold chain?
He's smiling now.
It's a white gold chain, but it has some lacero and an
azalea. If you want to bring Sam on,
what did you say? What?
It's San lacero, that's his saint.
Oh, the saint, yeah, the saint lacero.
Yeah, and an azalea, which is for protection.
Lazarus, the guy that raised from the dead?
No.
No, that's Jesus, dipshit.
No, Lazarus dipshit.
Weren't you religious at some point?
My God. You take one hit of weed and like everything just left you. The first sign of pussy and like you were like, Jesus, who?
Bible thumper.
Basically. All right, so.
What do you got over there? 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Ask these guys a question. They're
ask
here
a Jew
for you.
Or ask a Cuban.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're
ask
doing.
Ask Sam. He wants to know some.
Yeah.
He's
the bathroom's over if he's got to go.
I think he's going for Christos. No. All right, go on.
All right, so we talked about this. You were on Dave and Giggles in the early years.
Oh, yes.
In the early years.
Those were the early years.
We've moved on. But I still want to, and I think we talked about this a little bit. Your last name is Wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you just went straight with it. There was no, like, did you ever want to change it?
No.
And you never wanted to say it's
Well, that's
Greg
not true.
Wiener.
That's not true.
Wiener.
I did want to change it to, what the hell was it? It was Greg... it was some kind of an Italian name because I really wanted to be on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
So I figured maybe if I go with an Italian name, I'll get on The Sopranos. But other than that, no, it's my name.
Because you look Italian.
Yeah, bitch. No, I've done Italian shit, and people sometimes mistake me for Italian.
Sure. I mean, Italians and Jews very similar.
Very similar.
Very similar.
A lot of Italians with big old noses, honey.
It's
that's all it takes.
True.
Now, you audition for theater and stuff like that. Do you ever, you know, because a lot of times when you audition, you say, "Hello, my name is Greg Wiener." And do you ever get like a from behind the table?
No, because if you audition for anything professional, you don't walk into a room and say, "Hi, my name is Greg Wiener." You don't do that.
No.
No, they bring you in like cattle, like the animal bottom feeder that you are. And you do your little sides from some horrible whatever TV show or movie.
Uh-huh.
And they say, "Okay, thank you." And they treat you like garbage and kick you out. I'd love for them to laugh at my last name. That would at least give me some kind of attention.
So let's talk about theater.
Cocksuckers. Yeah, let's talk about theater.
Let's talk about theater. You've been in this business for 10, 15 years.
Man, I've been walking the boards for 20 years, Michael.
Why haven't you hit? Why are you still on Dave?
Because I'm mediocre.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't have the talent that it takes to be a star.
Oh, that's not true. Come on, you're a funny guy.
I like you a lot.
I was kidding. The question, why haven't you hit, just was a little demeaning.
It's brutal. It's brutal. Yeah.
Why are you a failure so far in your career, Greg? I don't know. If you want to be serious, it's a lot of luck.
Yeah.
I've been doing fucking theater in South Florida, so you don't really, quote unquote, hit when you're entertaining people who shit in their pants while you're on stage. Literally, I literally walked out on to stage once or backstage, but I was by the audience and I smelled poo in the audience. I'm not even exaggerating, at least twice at this one theater.
How old is the average?
Certain theaters, you know, I'm being unfair because the South Florida theater scene, while it's made up probably around 60% older people from like 70 above, everybody else is younger in their, and I'm not 20s, but like, you know, 30s through 60s, you know.
And you're trying to,
Yeah.
You're trying to make it up here. You're up here visiting.
No, I met with an agent and a manager, possibly thinking about coming up here and living up here again.
Gotcha.
So,
and we're gonna take some headshots after this show.
Yes, we are.
We're gonna get some new shots of you.
So yeah, you get all like primped up, and you got your hair done.
Yeah, the headphones is throwing me off right now.
You really screwed up.
No, I brought some mousse, some fructus, Garnier fructus mousse that I'm gonna really fucking pimp out my hair with.
You can slick it back. And yeah, go for that Italian.
If you're around, you may want to fuck me, because I'm gonna look really. Why have you gotten so violently angry?
I know we got.
I think
violent.
It was the "why haven't you hit" question.
Yeah, that was a rough.
I'm gonna start throwing shit off of this table right now.
I would.
Haven't I hit?
I would.
Little prick.
Right. Well, I mean, but you know, last time we had you on, we talked about your appearance on "It's Always Sunny," which I thought was probably one of my favorite characters when you were the drug dealer on that. Which was awesome. Yeah, bingo.
Thank you.
So, have you gotten called back from them at all?
No,
or,
no. Like, they went in a different direction. No, I don't know, dude. Well, that's part of the reason I didn't hit, because I wasn't good enough, right, Michael? You little faggot. Go videotape more weddings, you asshole. No, I think that they had thought maybe it would be a recurring character, but you know, they didn't need me. The show's got
a ton of other
characters that are funny, and they just didn't come back to Bingo.
Sure, so. I mean they're kind of like the Seinfeld, where they're like they have that third character, you know, like that extra character.
Yeah.
And you were one of them that I always thought was awesome, and I was hoping that they'd bring you back.
Me too.
Once or twice, and I was hoping.
Me too.
Get a call every once in a while. I don't know.
I'm too busy entertaining old juice in South Florida to be bothered with coming into LA and doing a TV show. No, they haven't called. That's it. I'm thankful that I was able to do it. It's a great thing on my resume. It was a lot of fun, and it's good reel copy for my reel.
Sure.
Footage, rather.
Sure. So,
yeah.
And something you've been into lately is gay raps.
Yeah.
Gay raps.
Yeah, for about 12 years I rap and rhyme as a gay man.
Okay.
Named King Siam. And me and a buddy of mine did it a couple of years ago when I was out in L.A.
Is this any way your inner gay trying to get
probably,
out?
Probably. Yeah. There's a huge faggot in all of us. Yeah. I mean, you say the last name, the word wiener enough, and you want it in your mouth.
I think you should have went like this huge like Charlie Sheen spree instead of winning Wiener.
Yeah, except you know, I would have three followers on Twitter
instead
and
of
really
having
wouldn't
a million.
Make the mark. Yeah.
Maybe you would have hit. You know?
Maybe I would have hit that.
Maybe I would have hit. So we have a gay rap, or we have one of your prank calls, the Topanga the Heishi, which I think is really good. Yeah. No. All right.
I don't like it. I like the song.
The song. All right. Let's play the song. Let's take me down a little bit, because I know this is going to be a little.
I will also say that if you're at work, this song should probably be turned down a little bit. It's probably a little not safe for work type of thing. But it's still fun, so keep listening. But just turn it down a little bit. Maybe put some headphones on.
Yeah, put a little headphones on. We're going to give you a 5-second warning to get those headphones
on. But not like this show. It wouldn't turn it down for us. Fuck. Let's go have a smoke. Real quick. You going to play?
What's up, bitches? Pinky Jelly Beans. Remember when I told you I was going to stop doing glow? And I would stop doing crystal amphetamines before I'd switch up my flow? Sorry, mama. I lied. Pinky jelly beans, still turning them tricks. Breaking off dicks, wave them around like glow sticks. Back in 96, on that nitrous oxide. Breathing like shit on the night my pops died. Your cruise dicks, that all look like french fries. Tiny, skinny, and burnt, leaving oil on your Levi's. And by the way, guys, how you rock them shits? I rock assless chaps. Shirtless with two pierced snips. This about the cock. This about the cock. This is about the cock. This about the cock. This about the cock. This is about the cock. Fat black dicks on zipped and handpicked. Cold rose faggot, cause I like that thug shit. I kiss that dick with my big old lips. Till that dick hope drips. Fat dick fun all up in your man cunt. Shootin' chunky cum all up on your dum-dum. But we ain't done, bass bomb, have to hump some. Waiting on that cum like the return of the kingdom of Christ. Of King Siam, rock the mic. For them cocksucking faggots and them Frisco dykes. Yo, we all gonna die from that HIV. Yeah. So if you horny in hell, faggot,
come see me. Oh. It's about the cock. It's about the cock. This is about the cock.
It's about the cock. This is about the cock. This is about the cock.
As a rock, but not for that twat. This is about cock. I'm hard as a rock, but not for that twat. This is about cock. I be that sissy sucking dick till you're dizzy. Toting gats and kissing sack, you know we off the hizzy. And you know we man busy. Fucking dudes on downtime, wearing girl panties while I'm slutting coke lines. All the damn time, I'm dreaming of dick. You know it's dick, till my asshole's sick. Takes more than a lick to cure that shit. I like that big, thick dick that make my asshole rip.
From what I understand, like, it was Greg and Hyde and Brandy and all that. And
2 minute warning.
Somebody got really sick. I don't know the story at all. Like, projectile vomited all over the place.
Shoni's story?
Shoni's, you weren't there in Shoni's when this woman, like,
what's up, Sam?
We were all there.
No.
Yes, we were.
I didn't
breathe.
Me?
No. He's sick. We can talk to Greg about some of the things that he's doing, like, where his comedy's coming from. Just, I mean, the officiating Randy and Sam's wedding, like that. I mean, he's, like, that's a funny thing, because it basically wasn't. He did it as he did 10 minutes of stand up.
Mike wants to do an acting battle off between you and Wiener.
By the way, this song is all instrumental now. It's like only 2 minutes, but please remember that. Like the last 2 minutes are just all bad. So
right, let's bring,
so
we'll
bring us back up.
Just a nice little fade. Oh, what? You didn't know I was going to battle you. No.
Do a little rap battle. Yeah, I love it here. We got like 2 minutes of this song, just instrumental, that we've just been.
I've tried to actually gay rap battle Greg, and it didn't turn out well.
Why not?
He faced me.
Let's hear it again.
No, I got to be hammered.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's when the best gay rap comes out, when you remove the walls.
Could we have a battle? Maybe a little early morning battle?
Maker's mark down my throat without me gagging and throwing up on you, and then maybe I could do it.
Yeah,
that's what you need. That's what you need.
That's what we need.
No, I will not rap battle.
No,
that's too early.
Denied.
I write a lot of my raps. I'm not fucking the Jay-Z of gay rap, for God's sakes.
Oh man. So in studio, if you just tuned in, Greg Wiener and Heidi, and we all went to college together down in Miami, which I think was a pretty good experience for all of us.
Yeah.
For the most part.
It was awesome.
It was awesome, right? It was like an art school. There wasn't any real jocks. You didn't get beat up in college.
We didn't even have a mascot.
No.
No.
We didn't have a sports team.
Just the ballet
just
dancers.
Just the dancers.
Exactly. I mean, some of them walked around and you're like, Jesus, are you for real? You know the type of people that wear gay on their shoulder or on their sleeve.
The people that are like too gay.
Yeah, well, no, all they do is they're gay. That's what they talk about. That's their life. It's irritating. You know, I don't walk around
so
talking
horrible.
About how much pussy I have sex with and all the girls I kiss and how straight I am. I'm straight, y'all. Right. No, gay people do that because it's like a thing for them. Right. Like, live for something else besides how gay you are.
Let's talk a little bit about
this
that. Are you
true.
Are you bagging chicks right now? Are you out and about? Like,
no.
Just really like knocking you. Like, you. So you got no job? You got no chicks? Like, he's just hitting you with every angle.
No, I have a job, and if I want to have sex, I'll have it, because there's things called hookers, and I have money.
Because you have a job.
And because I have a job working in theater.
And listen, I don't want to call you a failure, but
But I have failed. Go ahead. I don't want to call you a failure, but you have failed.
No, you're doing good work. Every time I see you, you're making something happen. And I think the last time I saw you, you were emceeing Randy and Sam's wedding, which was pretty awesome. I mean, that was hilarious. You wore a white suit with a red tie,
mm-hmm.
and
red Converse.
And it was an audience full of Jews and Hispanics, right?
Yes.
Jews and Cubans?
I don't know what Sam is. I don't know. Maybe he's Puerto Rican.
I think he's Puerto Rican.
But you...
But he's a good Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
he's not
like
a bottom feeder Puerto Rican.
You brought the two sides together. You know, you made jokes about Judaism and...
Yeah, sure.
And it was nice. It was a good efficient...
I attacked Judaism and Hispanic culture. I really didn't attack it. You know.
Well, Randy also said that, you know, she looked over your monologue before and made sure everything was...
Yeah, no, we went over it. She said she wanted to laugh and that she thought that I would be able to do a good job at that. So I just, you know,
and
I
you
wrote
did.
Some stuff and made people laugh.
I like it. And this is brings me into something. We're, you know, I think a lot of people, when they think, oh, you guys went to theater school, and they're like, oh, have you made it? Were you on Broadway or this and that? I don't think success is measured correctly in our terms. I look at ourselves right here. We're doing a radio show. Greg Wiener's up here making moves at an agency. Heidi, I really don't know what you're doing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Wow. Now it's on me. Now
wow. Let's talk. Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't you hit? Let's talk about Heidi. She went to school too. Why haven't you hit, Heidi?
I don't know. Maybe because I passed an 8-pound child out of my pussy.
Speaking to the mic,
I
please.
I have to be a mom. Maybe
speaking
that's
to
why.
The mic.
Speaking to the mic.
That's maybe why you didn't hit. You don't know how to talk in a mic.
Because I'm a mom and a wife, and there's other things that I do. And yes, I, you know, typical work in a restaurant, went to theater school. Like, that is the one question that I was always asked, and I have no desire at all to be in theater or in movies or anything like that at all, even though I went to school for it.
Yeah.
No desire. And then you have that very dehumanizing question when you're like, so our specials are you an actress? Fuck you.
Of course I am. I'm a waitress.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Would be the appropriate question.
But I think that's it says something like about the, you know, when we go to college, we're kids. Like, I think that when we get out of college and we start living life, the ideas that we had when we were in college aren't the same. Like, I when I went to school for, it's kind of what I'm doing, but I'm not really into that anymore. You know, it's like there's you grow out of it. You kind of grow up a little bit and you're not into the same things anymore. Like acting. When's the last time you acted?
Yeah. Why haven't you hit?
Yeah.
Why haven't you hit?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the video aspect, which I think theater degree is one of those things that like you can use anywhere. You can be like, oh yeah, I'm an actor, but I've also like, you know, bullshit
or nowhere.
I've bullshit my way into like jobs. Yeah, you know, sure. I worked at a Gulfstream as a piano player. And the guy was like, you play piano? I was like, yeah. I learned the one song that we had to learn for the show. And that was a 6-year job that got me through college. Paid
you played one song for 6 years?
No, 2 years. And then they're like, all right,
you
scrap
played
it.
One song for 2 years?
Does your mother know you're a liar?
Yes.
Yes, we talked to her on Sunday.
It's true. Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
I did. I think just after having exercised my mother-in-law out of the house, my body was just so broken down and depleted.
That's pretty amazing that you kicked her out.
No, you just wound so tight for so long, and then all of a sudden you feel that relief that your body's just like, you're like sweating, peeing, like you get your period. Like
excrementing just, every bodily fluid.
Your God is just like, get out.
Oh, God. Pissing, and, sweating, and then, period blood. on the Dave Giggles show.
And then we went to
Giggles
dinner at Sanford's, which was very nice.
Oh, nice.
Very
went
nice.
To where?
Sanford's down the street. Because I could only walk like maybe 2 blocks.
Right, before you had to piss, bleed, and sweat some more.
All over the place. Yeah. Oh. This poor kid keeps looking at me like, what have you gotten me into? What do you got over there, Giggles?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. I really don't have anything.
That's it? You're out?
I'm not out. I'm just listening.
You're just taking it in.
I should have something to
bring.
Well,
you're probably depleted after calling him a failure and being like, Heidi, I don't know. What is
what
it that do
you do? What do you do?
As my child sits in your living room. What do you do but, all day?
Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, looking ahead. Around the table, I think we all enjoy our lives. Like, I'm...
What?
Wiener laughs.
Right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so thankful that I went into entertainment. It looks like I have a big load on my sunglasses.
You probably do.
Probably do.
Probably do.
So, Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
Going to school in Miami. Did you ever take the stroll down South Beach between classes and look at the chicks without their tops on?
Well, the school was in downtown Miami, and South Beach is over the bridge, so in between classes, you couldn't get to the beach and then back to the building for class.
You didn't have a car?
Yeah, but it's a long drive.
Yeah,
to South Beach from downtown?
I'm just being really mean right now and shitting on
your
question.
I know. I was going to school, like, I had to get up at, like, 6 to be there at, you know, 7:30.
Well, you lived in Hialeah or something, right? Or Kendall?
Kendall.
Well, Hialeah, why? Because I'm Cuban, Michael. Are you really, like, seriously?
Giggles.
Wait, you're not Puerto Rican?
But yeah, we didn't like. Oh, maybe it was because you weren't in any shows.
Ooh.
Because
you didn't hit in college, pal.
Couldn't even hit
everybody.
There.
You paid to hit there.
Yeah, we were actually like we had our classes and then we had shows. And poor Greg, like, geez, you had to do that whole extra year and all.
Half a year. On hey, voluntarily, but
don't
yeah,
make you a bad person.
No, I've at least I finished and got a BFA
and
that I could wipe my ass with now, and it would still be worth the same.
Well, I think school was a lot harder for you guys. I think because you guys, you know. I don't know. I feel like school was a little bit easier for us. They weren't as strict with us.
Why? Really? Because they're ethnic?
No, I think it was like, because right when we were leaving was kind of like when the dean was leaving, because he was a lot more strict than Patrice was.
It's getting really deep.
Yeah, the
here.
Dean was doing like he would put his hand on the floor and balance his entire body like a plank and just
sounds
be like,
hot.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
And yell at
and
people.
And you're not leaving until you do it.
Yeah, so
and he was
school.
Hard on you too.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure he was hard on Wiener.
Yeah, he was hard on Wiener.
What did you guys envision though 10 years ago? Where did you think you'd be now?
In debt.
I mean,
miserable. I knew it in my senior year. I'm like, I can't wait to continue being in school because once I get out, it's a fucking nightmare. And that's where I'm at right
that's
now.
That's why
Christos.
You stayed an extra semester.
I went back. I was like, let me get back
no,
in the womb.
Please, please.
Yeah. So,
no,
but, you know, my parents asked me the same shit, and I'm like, I'm in debt. I don't know how I'm going to make money. The school, it doesn't train you for anything but to be an artist, and artists
well,
suffer.
Well, it's an adult babysitting.
Yeah.
So here's my question to you guys. You guys
that's
have Sam.
That's an interesting way to put it.
It is. I completely agree with that myself. So anyway, so you guys have Sam. Are you going to encourage him to go to school or?
I mean, college?
College.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, because yeah. I feel like our nation is built on, like, you know, like you go to college and you get out and you're in debt. You're like in debt to society. You're in debt to the system that's set up. So, I mean, like what did we all really get out of school? I mean, other than it being a babysitting place that well, you can like grow a little bit more and like
you pay for your network.
Well,
yeah, you pay for a network. But how many people are you still friends with from college?
All very
shit ton. Everybody.
Yeah.
We're
right
full
here.
Of people that were friends with from college.
So there you go.
4 out of 5 here know each other before I met you.
Yeah.
That's true.
We tied it in you, baby.
Yeah. Tighter.
And I'll just say this really quickly. I'm sorry you're in debt. I had a full scholarship the whole time because I'm Hispanic.
Bitch.
I had a full scholarship because I was a male in music theater.
Yeah. Gay.
Yeah.
I didn't. I so think they didn't give me. They didn't give me a scholarship because they just assumed all Jews are rich. Because most of them are, except for my bankrupt family.
But going to what you were saying,
right.
Sam is already. Chris and I both completely encourage it. Like, he wanted an easel. He calls himself an artist. He
nice.
Paints how old drawn over my walls right
so
now.
He, 7.
He paints and colors, and he's got a full art set with pastels and every. Like, he is.
So he
artist.
Takes. He's taking to
and
certain.
Now, and now, basically, I'm just like, well, live it up now, because if this is what you're going to study, I mean, shit, look at Adria. She was an artist, and she's. Basically is a dog walker now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't make her a bad person.
That's why I don't get these kids that go to these theater schools and that cost $20,000 a year and they come out of school with $80,000 worth of debt. And I was like, how are you going to make that catering?
Well, I think the issue there is why is a government or a private institution loaning $80,000 to someone who's going to come out of school with a BFA? Like, where's your earning potential there? Thankfully, that's how I got through school because my parents couldn't afford to pay for my shit and I wasn't on a complete scholarship. But like
these fools.
When you look at it, you're just giving money to people to be actors and 5% of the people in SAG make a living wage.
That's a great point. I mean, think about the reality of what's happening
stupid.
With, I mean, the entire housing crunch, the bubble burst, and it's the exact same thing. But instead of loaning people places to live, you're loaning them the promise of a future. Or you know, whatever
the American
it may be.
Dream.
And you're going to have. You're going to have so much debt. You mortgage a house for 30 years.
Yeah.
Shit.
But yet when you go to pay back a school loan, they expect it much more quickly than that.
Yeah.
I mean, and the amount of money that you're actually getting as an 18-year-old kid or 19, 20-year-old
kid.
Oh,
please. Are you kidding? When those loan checks would come in, I went to Radio Shack and bought sounds. I bought weed. I bought food. I was living like a god. And then, you know, I knew it would end soon. That's why I enjoyed it.
You went to
first
Radio
day
Shack?
Of college.
What year?
Yeah,
what
I was an idiot.
You graduated?
Yeah. Actually, I went to BrandsMart for my speakers. And then Radio Shack, I took out a credit card because I could still do that then. And I was like, oh, $1,000 credit balance? Thanks. That's free money for me because I was an idiot.
Free.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Cash
free
advance.
Money. That's why
it was free money to me.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of – it was just on CNN yesterday that this – the people that are graduating this year have basically blown the record of people that are going to be in debt.
Mm.
They've blown the record number of who?
of people that are going to be like people that went to college and took out loans, they're going to be in debt for the longest period of time trying to pay off those student loans.
Sure. No. I feel like that's just going to increase. And that's why, like, you know, I feel like there's going to be at some point where we're going to have to restructure the whole schooling system. And, you know, like, that's the idea I was talking about, Sam. Like maybe it's not the best idea to send him to school. Maybe you could take that money and be like, yo, Sam, why don't you go travel around a little bit?
Yep. Oh, of course.
And just figure yourself out. And then if you want to go to school, we'll figure that out.
Apex but, Tech, we'll pick you up.
Exactly.
Yeah. ITT.
You can fix but like AC. At 18, what did you really learn in school? Like, you're too young to really think, like, maturely.
So pack your bags and
pack your bags and go overseas and go bang some chicks and go have fun and come back and we'll figure it out.
Well, the thing is, and I think one of the good things about our college is that we did travel while we were in school. And then even like I went to England, I went to France, I went to Greece. Then after I graduated, me and Randy, who Greg knows as well, and our friend Brent just went and like fucked around for like 3 months. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think traveling is probably the best education you can get.
You did that, didn't you? Every time I'd check on you, you were in Vietnam or some weird
place.
Well,
the kid has no job and he's still taking multiple vacations. So you got to ask yourself, what's going on with the Giggles
household?
Parents
have money.
No.
Giggles is living the life.
No, I had a great job through college, so that's why I could afford to go on trips sophomore year after senior year of college. I got paid ridiculous amounts of money for doing nothing. Oh, it's great.
Good for you.
God bless you.
You hit in college. That's when you hit.
I hit in college, and now I'm done.
Wow. You are done.
That was your media.
I'm balding and married. Shit.
Balding. And no, she didn't marry you yet.
No. It's true. She's still got time to back off.
She does. How many of you guys use Skype?
I've used Skype.
Yeah.
For sex?
I actually used it on my iPhone to talk to a friend in Peru, Sarah, that we went to school with.
Nice.
Yeah. Free of charge, baby. Yeah, free of charge.
Microsoft just bought it. $8.5 billion.
No longer going to be free, ladies and gentlemen.
Wasn't Google trying to buy it too?
Yeah, probably.
I think it's going to be something.
Well, just because they bought it, but I mean, that may just be for advertising revenue.
Sure.
You know? I mean, Facebook's still free. And it's how much? $500 million?
$53 billion.
$53 billion. That's its value.
It's insane.
Fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg. You've caused more fights and drama and stress in my life than I care to talk about right now. Fuck you.
I don't know if there's anything been done on that, but I bet the amount of divorce rate his has been a cause by Facebook is very large.
Oh, sure. I mean, you...
Like the who the fuck is that bitch kind of conversation?
Well, like, I just got in touch with my high school sweetheart. We're talking now. I'm going to go visit her.
Oh, you just broke up with someone and 2 days later you're like, I'm here doing this gig here. The day's okay. And then your ex sees it and she starts crying because she's miserable and you're just okay. Yeah. You know, but I'm the idiot that decides to update my Facebook every 5 seconds.
Exactly.
Well, that's why you don't do that. It's the same conversation I've had with my brother.
You're right.
My brother is 22 years old, so obviously his brain isn't fully functioning yet. And he puts things on Facebook like, oh my God, I'm so fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Mom checks Facebook, Danny, stop updating it in that way.
Sure. Yeah. But don't you think, like, at what point are our kids just going to just not care? Like, society's just not going to care about that. Because I feel like it's happening so much with these kids coming up now that it's just not going to affect anybody. Like, the whole, like, if you look back in history, you had, like, Bush, you know, doing cocaine and everyone being all upset about it. And then now you have Obama.
Smoking weed.
And everyone's like, yeah, that's fine. And as thing goes on, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse because we're going to get so accustomed to being okay with things online, pictures online, people saying they're, I'm so fucked up online.
Well, it's also, you have to think like how saturated we are now with media. And like, I was having this conversation with a friend of mine that, I mean, if you think back when, because I mean, I'm already in my 30s, but like 1991, I think, is like the first real world. And now, younger siblings and my, you know, people that are my age when that came out, they want to be famous. They know, okay, like I have to be, okay, because they have like, they usually have a gay guy, then there's like the lady that's the girl that's gonna probably like cause fights, And then there's sleep with everybody. This guy. And then there's like the serious person that's kind of boring and like comes from the Midwest. Like there's a formula for it. So people are actually, it's almost like they're auditioning and creating characters right. in order to be online. Yeah. And it's true. We are just completely saturated with media and everything. Like
sure. Well, we all want that proverbial 15 minutes of fame. You know, we all
being
want
famous
that.
For yeah. just being famous. For,
yeah, yeah, but, you know, like some people want it just to be famous. Some people get into this business to like maybe communicate
yeah.
shit
yeah.
and make integrity. People laugh.
Sure.
And have an actual reason for fucking going to school and being in debt for $80,000.
Sure.
And then you get fucking the situation from Jersey Shore, who was an underwear model for 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, he's doing a fucking roast of Donald Trump.
Oh, that was the worst.
And that's
a fucking mongoloid. And you saw everything. You saw his balls out there because he's just a fucking underwear model who was from Jersey who did mortgages before the fucking crash.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's a multimillionaire
doing yeah.
nothing but having a six-pack and true. Drinking really heavily.
I did hear, though, the new one is Jersey Shore in Italy. And
yeah,
I heard
let's make Americans even, like, more.
But I heard the whole Italian government is just like, do not pay these guys any mind. We don't want them here.
Please, South Beach didn't want them there.
It's true.
They didn't do well on South Beach because people were mocking. I'd mock them.
Too.
I'm angry. So I may get so into a fight and get my ass kicked.
Let's go out, get into a fight. The show's over. Let's go fight.
Yeah, let's go fight.
Well, guys, thanks for coming in. It was a quick hour. It was a quick hour, quick turnaround.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about a lot of things. We did a lot of good things. Sam's over there kind of looking at me like, I am totally changed from here on out. And so cool. Thanks for coming in.
We're
going
to broadcast
guys.
This show Sunday night. 9 to 10. Give us a listen.
Yeah, so this will be a replay.
And then we're going to go back live the next Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
You look good over there.
You look really good.
You guys are.
Should end the show in a big fuck pile.
Wait, I thought we were fighting.
Thank you guys.
Hey, thanks for coming on, yeah, Greg.
Thanks for having us.
Christos, Sam, Dave, Giggles.
Yeah.
Sam.
I'd yeah.
Anything we should plug? Is there anything?
Yeah, you guys
want to
plug anything?
Besides Dave's butt?
I'll be doing summer shorts at City Theater at the Arch Center downtown Miami. June 6th through June 27th, and then we'll shoot on over to the Broward Center of the Performing Arts in Fort Lauderdale for a quick weekend to wrap things up on July 3rd.
Nice.
City Theater Summer Shorts.
That's a
Festival
good gig.
Festival 2011.
Don't you have a website too?
GregWiener.com.
There it is.
Nice.
Because
anything from these guys?
Like, you really took that.
No plugs.
I took that domain name to
no
fucking
plugs.
Town.
No plugs. Maybe I'll talk about next week. I got to hang out yesterday at work with Robert Downey Sr. That was pretty interesting. We'll talk about it next time.
Leave him hanging.
Name dropper.
Name dropper. All right, later, guys.
Good show.